Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Hayings, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Taylor, did you take out the garbage? Alyssa, come help me with the dishes. Jen, get off your phone and set the table. Do you ever feel like you're talking to yourself? Have you ever wondered at what point you become the maid for everyone else in the family? Families are busy, but still, there is a minimum amount of work that has to be done at home to keep things going. So do you just give up and have the adults do all the work, or do you involve the kids in helping with daily chores? A better question might be, are chores for kids worth the hassle? Dr. Martin Rossman, Emeritus Associate Professor at the University of Minnesota, would answer, yes. Rossman analyzed young adults' participation in family work during three age periods, ages 3 to 4, ages 9 to 10, and ages 15 to 16. The conclusion? The best predictor of young adults' success in their mid-20s was that they had participated in household tasks when they were 3 or 4. Success was measured by the completion of education, getting started on a career path, IQ, relationships with family and friends, and not using drugs. But if kids didn't start with household chores until they were 15 or 16, the outcomes were not the same. In other words, start the kids early. So you might ask, how much are children actually involved in housework? Findings from a California study, Children and Chores, by Wendy Klein, Anthony Grace, and Caroline Izquierdo, show that in general, children's participation account for only 13% of all housework performed by members of households. There was no clear model of responsibilities. Younger children tended to over-report their contributions, and said parents had different expectations. An earlier piece of work by Blair indicated that older children and female children do more tasks. So let's start putting this together. There seems to be a gap between the benefits and the practice. If we know having children start at a young age, helping with household tasks, and that it lays the groundwork for positive outcomes, then why don't parents do it? Well, Rossman offers these ideas to get started in your home. Present tasks in a way that fit your child's learning style. Involve your child in determining the tasks he or she will complete. Hold weekly meetings that last no longer than 5 minutes to discuss the chores for the week. Reinforce the schedule with a weekly chore chart. And rotate the tasks every week. Children should not be made to do the tasks for an allowance. And above all else, give lots of encouragement. Well, join us this month as we blog about the benefits of children and youth doing chores. We'll also confront some of the obstacles and chat more in detail about Rossman's ideas to get the whole family involved. There might even be some lists of appropriate chores for children of different ages. We look forward to hearing how you get your kids to help out at home. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.